The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It used to be an annual ritual. After the holidays, I'd sit down and peruse the seed catalogs that just arrived in the mail. Now I get seed catalogs in November, but I still resist the temptation and don't look at them until January. While the big companies dominate the seed catalog industry, I like looking at some of the smaller, more specialized seed catalogs too. They may focus on one vegetable like tomatoes, unusual heirlooms, or varieties from foreign countries. For any gardener, it's always great to try something new. I do have some tips, though, for a gardener venturing into the land of unusual varieties. First of all, remember where you live. Vermont has a short growing season with not many summer days that are truly hot. Stick with varieties that grow successfully in similar climates. Even with that, you still may have a failure. A few years ago, I tried to grow quinoa in my garden. I love the idea of growing a grain, and this one is native to the mountains of South America. So I thought, it's a similar climate. But while the plant grew beautifully, it never set seed. For this reason, I also look at New England regional seed companies that trial their own varieties. Let them take the chance on that Japanese tomato variety to see if it really does grow well in Vermont. For flowers, unusual colors are really popular. For example, look what's happened to echinacea or coneflowers. You can buy varieties in almost any color of the rainbow now. But with flowers, the further away you get from the species in flower and plant form and color, the less likely it will grow vigorously and survive long in your garden. You can also focus on natives. Just remember, though, that natives, such as goldenrod and milkweed, can spread aggressively. And now for this week's tip, use branches from your live Christmas tree to cover tender perennials such as lavender. Not only do the evergreen boughs prevent freezing and thawing, they collect snow to provide more insulation. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about windowsill herbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.